Maybe everyone do like a check.
Check.
You're good.
Check.
You're good.
Check.
All right. So we're getting lots of
very delayed.
Let's go.
What's that?
Yeah. Can we all come over here?
Everybody
get back to back and like look up. We're
live from the city of Hudson with this experiment with many contributors beaming into the same signal.
So let's get back to our other positions. Alright, back to back. Everybody understand the operation? I'll start.
And then we all meet back here.
So 30 minutes one way.
30 minutes back.
Alright, hi everybody. This is August Black. We're here with Radio Research on Wavefarm Radio. And this is a performance that we're doing called Back to Back. You may see us in the Hudson area. And we are going to start in just a second. We'll be walking around Hudson and coming back at this one spot outside of Oak Pizzeria. And shall we just get going?
Sure.
All right, here we go. So I'm here looking at Oak Pizzeria. It's a white building. It's lined with all kinds of green chairs on the outside. The curbs are kind of breaking away from the sidewalk a little bit. There's a nice tall locust-like tree in front of me, and that's what I got to say.
All right, I'm standing outside a colonnaded building. Lots of ivory with some nice shadows from a couple of trees. The sidewalk is empty to the end of the block.
I am looking at the floor. It is very textured. I'd like to touch it, but it seems a little dirty. There is a pipe in the ground that says A.Y. McDonald, Iowa. There is a piece of iron in the ground, the initial G.
I'm looking in a storefront window. Kind of fuzzy, smudgy storefront window. Two ladies holding shopping bags. Yeah, shopping bags.
I'm at a storefront with a sign that says, "The best things in life are free. The second best things are very, very expensive." Credited to Coco Chanel. There are Cupid doll candles and a painting of a man with tennis balls over his face with an expletive that cannot be repeated over the air.
All right, I'm over here by Fluff Alpaca. Across from the city hall, there's an American flag waving ever so gently in the breeze, the light shining down on it. I am now turning to look at a bicycle, a very fancy one that's gray and orange. Outside, the store is lined with what looks like pansies. And that's it here.
I am standing on a intersection of two streets. Trunks in a big crock.
I am in an alley, out of the sun. I'm looking through a window. Half of a curtain is gone. One curtain is gone, half across the window. And there's a very crystal, very large chandelier inside this room. There's a plant in the window. I see some wood paneling. I wonder what kind of wood that is. The room is painted off-white. The ceiling is painted bright white. There's a kind of drawing in the corner of this room, but I can't see what it is of because there is a spider plant in the window. And above this window are two iron brackets. And above those brackets is a window. And above that window is a window. And above that window is the roof. And I see what I think is a little part of the chimney of this building. Over.
All right, I am desperately trying to get off Warren Street. I am surrounded by furniture stores, lots of furniture stores. There's a whole building to my right, three stories of chairs and a torn flag. I can't make out what kind of flag that is. It just looks like a sock on a pole.
I'm looking at the window of an antique store with many paintings of pugs. I'm going to count the pugs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 43 pugs.
All right, I'm outside J.W. Hoy's Brand Hose and Chemical Company. It's a red building that's lined with some yellow stripes marking the very big entrance, garage door entrance. On the left is a green lantern. On the right is a red lantern. Directly across the street is a sign that says fire zone, no parking, standing or waiting. Not too far from that is a fire hydrant painted yellow and green. There are stripes lining the street, white stripes on the street, and a yellow painted curb.
I am standing at another four-way intersection. Behind me is a sign that indicates that I am standing also on a truck route. There are four buildings on the corner. One is a bright blue house that looks like it's slanting into the earth. Behind me is a storefront.
I am in the middle of a parking lot. I do not see any other humans here. There is a beige building with a kind of metal, blue metal awning with orange doors that also have a very bright green trim around them. There's a tent. And underneath that tent is a wooden picnic table, and it looks like the floor in this small courtyard is made out of brick or maybe a terracotta, and the entire patio is enclosed by railings for a ramp and railings for a stair that lead up to the front door. There are two dumpsters that are green, and then a whole side of a building filled with bushes. And the bushes are kind of interesting. They alternate. The bushes are green, but some are light green, some are dark green. There doesn't really seem to be a pattern here. Next to these bushes is a brick building. It has a kind of teal door, a black awning, black windows, and a brown roof. Over.
The Department of Motor Vehicles. I am in front of the DMV. I am standing across from a teal bench with a plaque letting me know that it was provided by Holly C. Tanner. She's the Columbia County Clerk. Thanks for the bench, Holly.
I'm in front of a very imposing edifice with the title First National Bank. I'm not sure if it's still functioning as a bank, but it seems to have some similar function. There are signs in the window telling prospective customers what they can expect inside. One says, relax more, worry less. One says, moving you into places you want to be. The last one says, life is exciting, let us help. Behind that sign is visible a little bit of an American flag, not unfurled.
I ended up at a store called 511, a collector's eye. I'm looking at a store window filled with shells of all types and all prices. Some say $8, some say $5, some say $15. Above that, hanging on the wall, is an eagle who is clenching some sort of strip of fabric that says E Pluribus Unum. Next to that is a fancy mirror. Next to that are a couple shirts hanging. One is a striped French sailor type shirt. Below that is a nymph coming out of an eggshell. And around the corner from all that are various antique Star Wars style. There's Princess Leia, there's Han Solo and Luke Skywalker. Across from that are various military paraphernalia, such as pilot's hats and goggles, various uniforms. There's even an antique rotary phone next to a holster for a pistol.
I am further down the road that was marked truck route, which also happens to be a place where people live. There is a magnificent willow tree and also a smaller, I think it's a birch tree, and then a very large maple tree in between the houses. Besides that, there is a pair of houses, one with a furled Bernie Sanders banner that is barely legible hanging out the windows of it.
There is a freshly poured piece of the road in the shape of a rectangle. On one side of this rectangle are two DPW barriers. On one side of the rectangle is one, on the other side is one. And on the last side of this rectangle are two DPW barriers. There are signs that say no parking, police department, Sunday 0801, 2021 until further notice. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of these signs. Behind this rectangle is a building that has a brick facade with brick arches and what I think is a bunch of stained glass. There are also round windows with red trim and a pipe going up the side of this building and connects to the wire that runs across the street and attaches somewhere that I can't see. But under this connection point is a really beautiful big tree, and I'm walking over to it so that I can get out of the sun. Over.
Shallow, Galuccio and Bianchi, Bitterman, Shallow, and Alford, attorneys at law. I'm standing on the other side of the fence of what I think is the nicest parking lot I have ever seen. There are a lot of customer parking only signs. It is across the street from the tennis courts, the community tennis building, the Maria Abramovich building.
I'm across from a red brick building out of which hangs a sign reading Rogerson's. That's the possessive, apostrophe S, Rogerson's. Nearby is a brown dumpster on which someone has spray painted the words Rahman and Mattis did nothing wrong. There's a sign warning me that there is no parking anytime. Antiques are visible through a picture window.
All right, I'm approaching the corner of 5th and Warren Street. There's a one-way sign now pointing to my left. Right next to me is the Trustco Bank, and they say they have a 24-hour ATM. They also have low-cost mortgages, friendly personal service. Stop in today, it says on their sign. Not too far from here is also a UPS packages drop-off. They take ground, air, international, and returns. Last time it says it was picked up was at 5:15 p.m. There's also some unreadable graffiti on just a single tag that looks like it says some Nyria.
I am continuing to follow the truck route, and I can see the intersection of 4th and Columbia. I am standing across from a small teal house that has a beautiful container garden out front of it with flowers that are white and red and lavender and a deep purple. There's a vine growing up the house, falling onto a fence that rounds around the right side of the house. To the left of the house is a big gravel parking lot with two cars in it, surrounded by a wrought iron fence and a concrete embankment that leads up to a parking lot.
It smells so sweet and so ripe where I am. I am just under what I think is a plum tree. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are maybe 30 overripe fallen plums on the ground, and the smell is wonderful. The plums are covered with bees and flies, and I think some hornets. Everyone's very excited here. All of the fruit are just busted open, overripe. Probably they've been heated up by the sun all day long. And it smells magnificent and warm and juicy. And I'm looking up at the tree. And there's still some fruits up there, but the tree is too big for me to reach any fruit. Over.
I am still in the shadow of that tennis building. Walk 40 steps. There's one open window at the top. And there's some new construction directly behind it. It looks fancy. There's a bunch of stickers on it that say Marvin. And a lot of no parking signs spaced like inches from each other. The no parking police department.
Hudson City Police and Courts Center is visible to me now. Also, in my field of view is an establishment called Iron Horse Cigar Depot, which is open. A couple doors down is an establishment called Governor's Tavern. It used to be called Iron Horse Saloon and was once the location for a movie starring Paul Newman. Probably no one eating in front of the establishment knows that or feels any particular nostalgia for Paul Newman, but that's merely speculative.
All right, I'm on South 5th, just around the corner from the bank I'd previously described. On this side, there is a whole entire wall of ivy almost crawling up the side of the building, and it's lined with these beautiful bushes that are kind of in the rosemary family. Across from there is an open lot just full of beautiful green grass and lined with a wooden picket fence that is unpainted. Right on that corner of 5th and Warren are two American flags dangling and waving.
I am standing at another crossroads. This is the intersection of 4th and Warren. I am leaning up against a fence trying to appear casual because my big headphones seem to be making people nervous. On the fence next to me, there is a sticker that's die cut to the shape of a man's head. He looks like someone famous that it would be funny to see on a sticker, but I don't recognize him. So the joke is lost on me. There is a giant church asking for money to fix its roof across the street from me. Behind that, a block down, I can see the county court building, which is white and made of stone. On the other side of the road, diagonally across from me, I see Face Stockholm, which is a makeup store. There are lots of people, women, with makeup artists smiling at me, and yeah.
I can see another no parking sign from the police department. That's dated Sunday, August 1st, 2021. For further notice. It is in front of this sort of peach-colored home with a red door and blue stairs with metal railings. There are six windows on the side of this house, and out in front of two of those windows is a garden. Tiger lilies, or day lilies, I get them confused. Next to the peach house is a white house. It's actually kind of painted in inverse colors to this first peach house. It looks almost identical to the peach house. And instead of a garden, it has a pebble, sort of, a pebbled area in front. I can see the street signs for 6th and State. I can see a purple sign, and I can't see what it says. It's too far away. It's right next to a USPS box that is in front of an extremely slanted fence. The fence posts are at about a 30 degree angle. Does not really seem to be protecting anything except for an open concrete space at the back of this building. Over.
All right, I'm on the corner of North Madison State. I'm standing by a fire hydrant and a tree that is 50% dead and 50% alive. I'm looking at some graffiti. Meals, Fat Boy, Ralph, and Scree. We're here.
I'm standing in front of a sign reading Municipal Parking Lot, City of Hudson, NY. Relic of a less gentrified time. It's a very workmanlike piece of signage. Large block letters, though the of in City of Hudson is lowercase. Everything else on the sign is uppercase. It looks like it was hand-painted by a professional sign painter, someone who took pride in the proper spacing, the kerning of the letters. It has it exudes a certain pride, if it's possible for a sign to exude pride in itself.
All right, I'm over here by the empty lot with the picket fence. The picket fence I can see much more clearly now. There's supporting infrastructure to keep it held up. There is lichen growing on multiple parts. There are about 20 to 30 birds sitting on the pickets, fluttering around. Opposite of that, on the street, in the concrete, is a yellow fire hydrant with a white cap, and attached to it is what looks like an antenna of some sort. It's got a spring and a long tail sticking up, and if I pull on it, it bounces back and forth. That could hit somebody and be dangerous. I'm now facing down a long alleyway lined with tiny, very colorful houses. One of the most prominent houses is bright green with white trimming.
I am standing on Warren Street, where I came because usually the dogs are really good. I haven't seen any dogs since I arrived at my current post. I do see a number of businesses. I will share the businesses I can see with you. To my left is a store that sells shoes and apparel called Bontleng. there is a store adjacent to that called Nina Z. I don't know what they sell. There's a store called Hudson Wine Merchants, which sells wine, fine wine and spirits. There's a restaurant called Swoon, which is described as a kitchen bar. There's a restaurant called American Glory, which sells barbecue. There is a store called Like-Minded Objects, which sells objects. There's a store called and there's a store called
The sign on this building says Holy Temple, First Church of God in Christ of 6th Street. It is a three-story building with a lot of very steep steps going up to the front door. I see an awning that has very worn down lettering that says men, women, hair, nails, tanning. And it seems like this store was, or this space was called Hairy Situations, which is a good name. I can see a very large facade of glass windows. The individual panels of this facade are different rectangular and square shapes, or sizes, excuse me, but they all come together to make a single square panel. I see a metal roof. I see shingles. There are metal protrusions coming out of this building. The base of the protrusion is silver, and its size gets bigger, and its color gets darker, and on top there is a triangular piece pointing straight up to the sky. And it seems that there are liquid stains going down the body of this protrusion. Over.
I'm standing between a 5 by 10 foot piece of grass with a sign in the middle of it posted in cement that says keep off grass. And on the other side of me is a Tesla with a vanity plate that says all love.
I can see the back of a 3 or 4 story building, which says your home store, which seems very old, but there's some sort of mural art painted over it, which seems very new, yet also trying to evoke a painting style from the 1960s, a la Peter Max. There's a hand-painted, abbreviated American flag on wooden panels. There's a VFW hall providing contrast to the psychedelic solution happening a few yards away. A sign on a door reads, "Artists, pastels, knock loud." Moments ago, a woman walked by walking a pug, wearing a shirt that said Zumba. That makes 44 pugs on this journey.
All right, I'm across the empty lot now in the alleyway, standing across from the greenhouse with the white trim. The birds are on top of a white house now with the asphalt shingles. I'm looking at them with the sun setting off in the distance behind the clouds. The numbers on the greenhouse say 454. Directly opposite that is a black box that says Buffalo Biodiesel, use cooking only. Use cooking oil only. Reward 5,000 for help in convicting anyone caught stealing oil from this container.
I am standing halfway down a block on Warren Street in front of the former Hudson Opera House, which is rebranded with a big banner that hangs outside that says Hudson All. We There is across the street a bakery that says Bread Folks on it. Adjacent to that is a park that dips down below the street line. Next to that is a white building with paper over the windows and a stenciled graffiti that says Black Lives Matter. And there is a
fence company established in 1978, 518-828-3686. The fence is kind of gray in its tone, and the individual panels are only about 2.5 or 3 inches wide. And they're not even as tall as me, so they must be about 5 feet tall. The tops of each individual fence panel are pointed, but then it seems like somebody has kind of rounded out the very tippity point of each panel. There's a door that has a, what is that? Looks like a metal handle. I can't tell what kind of metal, though. There are vines growing over this fence. Looks like Virginia creeper, maybe a little poison ivy. And then behind that, I see some flowers. They're pink, and they're at the end of sort of long vines. Over.
Where am I? I'm on State Street still. Just past Dodge and State Street. I'm looking at a lot of homes. This home in particular is for sale. Just to contact Judith Gregory at Gilcrest Property, right where you belong. But right next to it is another sign that says too late sold.
I'm standing in front of two garbage cans that, even though they're empty, still smell like garbage. They're in front of a house with a sign prominently reading, "Beware of Dog." There seem to be a lot of warnings in this neighborhood. From where I'm standing, I see at least three American flags. Down near the end of the road, I just lost sight of a woman who waved at me from across the street. She's the first person who's taken active notice of me or given any sort of friendly neighborly greeting. A few yards away, a man is mounting a bicycle and heading off down the street.
I am deeper into the alley now, looking at the backs of a bunch of houses. There's a little gray bunny with a very white tail quivering about 5 or 10 yards from me. The one lot is lined with these beautiful sunflowers that have a flower about the size of a hand or even bigger. Just opposite of that lot is a white building with four satellites sitting on the back. Off in the distance, I can see what looks like the pointed chapel of a church. And down the road are a couple of houses. Again, looking at their backs, one has a double-decker porch with white picketed fence and a blue shed with white trim. Next to that is a old-school 1970s Winnebago.
Thank you. parking lot adjacent to it, which includes a number of unlikely vehicles, including some sort of funny little minivan.
This is maybe the third or fourth time they're doing this. I think they're trying to be very precise. This person is accompanied by another person who is standing and watching on their phone. The car door is open. The car is black. The friend on the side is looking at their phone, looking at the sky. Oh. It seems they've now grabbed a rag and are going to jump into the car. The first person, the original person cleaning this car, is also smoking a cigarette. They're working on the door right now. They have a can in one hand and a rag in the other. They're working on the front bumper. They're working on a part of the car whose name I don't know. Over.
I am in an alley. I'm close to Warren Street. I'm at another private parking lot. There's a private property sign, no parking sign, another one. Unauthorized vehicles will be towed at owner's expense.
I'm standing under a sign reading no parking anytime. Further up the block, I just walked by a sign that said no standing anytime. It would have been much more amusing to be standing under that sign, but the timing didn't work out. I did, however, make it past yet another American flag, this one with only 13 stars. I'm not sure what message they're trying to send. There's building across the street that seemed to be three buildings attached, all with gables in various states of repair or disrepair. The one that looks least repaired has pigeons coming in and out of the gables. Another pigeon's walking around the top of the building. They seem to be in their own world.
All right, I'm just right alongside the Winnebago at this moment. It is long, about 25 feet. It's white with a yellow stripe going down the side of it. It's got a sunshade and little frilly things hanging in the window. Right across from that is what looks like two barns with lots of no parking signs. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no parkings. And another sign that says private property. The street, or the alley, I should say, is lined with all kinds of cables hanging up above, power and communication cables. The alley now facing Warren Street is lined with two very broad trees. They look like they are of the locust variant, with very fine fern-shaped kind of structures. And at the end of the alley are two women sitting down and talking. One is wearing a red jumpsuit and the other is wearing a white dress.
Standing in front of a business, a storefront that is painted blue and gray. They have multiple signs indicating that masks are required for all who enter. In the storefront window, I am going to share with you what I'm seeing. There are quite a number of unusual objects. One is a little porcelain sculpture of a man and a woman under a tree. Next to that is a wooden frog that looks as if he's quite angry. Next to that, there is a marble ball. Next to that, there is a wrought iron kind of figurine of two deer. Next to that is a porcelain dog with fluffy hair. Behind that is a painting that looks like some Dutch canal houses on a small canvas. Kind of a depressing flatness to the whole thing. Above that, there is a bust of George Washington in porcelain. Next to that is a glass, maybe a crystal vase. And I'll stop there.
Ones. I see a third curved one. I see reserved parking only. I see blue paint. I see white paint. I see great green paint and red paint. I see black paint. I see some orange. I see some more blue.
Oh.
I see light poles with very large light fixtures attached to them. They're attached to these red poles. There is a notice that says skateboards prohibited and that violators will be prosecuted. There are more warnings having to do with authorized and unauthorized vehicles who may or may not be towed away at the owner's expense. I see a few cars. I see something written on a building that says No King 2020. I see a house for sale and I see vines creeping over this brick building. I see some more barriers and trees. And I see no people. It's over.
So I made it back to Warren Street. I'm standing by a traffic light, and on the pole there are a bunch of stickers. I'm gonna read some of these. This says keep the faith NYC. There's a sticker on another pole that says everyone is the architect of their own happiness, and this is attributed to somebody named Jay Pilates. Is that where Pilates comes from? Did some guy named Jay Pilates come up with Pilates?
A short while back, there was a weathered sign stapled to a telephone pole that said, Whenever you see this spot, remember the warmth of home. With a small blue dot on a sticker. And then a few yards down, there's another sign with just the dot. And now, another sign reading, this dot means you are home.
All right, I'm out by the two women who are talking right now, up on Warren Street. I am looking at an Audi that is gray and parked on the side of the street at a store named Mina. Right next to the Audi is a trash can that says, warning, litter only, no household or business trash. You are risking a $250 fine, City of Hudson, DPW. Across from the street is a white house with a glowing red lantern above the black doorway, and inside the window is a white poster with a red heart.
I am in front of a small white building that's only two stories high. The buildings to either side of it are three stories high. The storefront has a wooden sign that says Byron Parker above it, and in the window it says Byron Parker Inc. Plumbing, Heating, Drain Cleaning. On the front door it says, "This is not a store, customers only. We are no longer selling plumbing materials. Sorry for any inconvenience. Sincerely, the team at Byron Parker's." Below that is a sign that says, "Ask me about Flushmate Inside." Alongside that, in the storefront window, is an enormous display of vines and flowers and cactuses, the most formidable of which is labeled with its own sign, which says, "Burrow's Tale, over 75 years old, great-grandmother's family, Crassulacae, scientific name, Sedum morganinium, common name, Burrow's Tail, Donkey Tail. Description, a very interesting but fragile sedum, needs bright light in an area where it won't be bumped. Approach dryness when watering. It's a succulent from Mexico, and it flowers with pale pink flowers attached to the terminal portion of the stem, which is difficult to achieve unless grown indoors or in a greenhouse."
Here I am, and there is a painting of a youth, kind of in the style of a cherub, maybe. And the background is kind of yellow-brown. The youth is looking up past me, and the youth is holding a bunch of grapes in some fingers that are very exaggerated in their plumpness. And the painting itself has a label that's attached with a bit of wire that reads, "Hans Macart, 19th century painting on canvas, from the property of Zoala's collection." And it's priced at $700. There is a candlestick holder that is brown and red with some gold details. The candlestick holds two candles. There is a clock here done in the same style as the candlestick holder. That is a 20th century marble clock, and it's part of a set. And that reddish-brown material I was describing, it appears, is granite. There is another painting of a cherub youth with very exaggerated features and very exaggerated curly hair, with a flute in between its fingers, and it's playing the flute. And it looks like that cherub is part of the same crew as that first cherub I described. Over.
So I'm in an alley, and I'm round back of Baba Louie's, and the second show, Community Thrift Shop. There's a sign on a door, "There's no donations at this time, we have no room, exclamation point, exclamation point."
That's okay. Seven at seven?
Despite that sign.
Good to know.
There's a beagle rocking horse toy thing. He's got his tongue sticking out. It looks very clean. Looks like it was made by the Gigi Corporation, or maybe the beagle's name is Gigi. Interested in a beagle rocking thing. It's round back of second show.
And so don't move it around. I think part of the...
I'm in front of a large old tree that has been truncated at the top. Through the tree is a steeple with an ornate weather vane at the peak. At the ground level, a sign reads WGXC, Hands On Radio, 90.7 FM, Hudson Studio. It's a well-weathered sign. There's a wrought iron gate along the sidewalk. Along the top of the wrought iron gate are alternating iron pyramids and ornate sort of spikes. On top of one of them is a black mitten Someone put it there long ago. It could have been there for years. It's got a lot of wear on it.
All right, I'm up on Warren Street. I'm outside a building that says City Court Clerk's Office that looks empty. It's got two storefront windows on the left and the right, flanking the door. The one on the left has a long crack in it from the top left down to the middle of the bottom. Right next to that is another very fancy-looking wood door. On top of it is a sign that says Code Enforcement, 429 Building Department. They have a yellow sign taped to the glass part of the door that says, wear a mask. Right next to that, in between the two buildings, is kind of a mini alley. I don't know if you call that an alley, but it's an in-between part between the two buildings. At the top window in there is a wooden owl, and on top of the wooden owl is sitting a gray pigeon. And he's fluttering and poking at the wooden owl. Right to the left of me is a building with letters printed on the glass, La Maison Supreme. And to the left of that is two benches made of wrought iron. One is white and rusting, and the other is blue and white and also rusting.
I'm in front of a church. It's a red church. It's boarded up. If you look up, there's almost exactly half the church. The entire right side from the street is covered over with a tree. And if you look up on the left, you'll see pigeon wings actually coming through the cornices. You can see pigeons. There's plywood as well as plexiglass over the windows, and there's some broken glass on the front archway. There is overgrown trees on the left side, and there's a spire on the right side that has sheet plastic coming up from all around it over.
Super sluggish.